Yes, thought Tyrion. It seems to me that we should take a lesson from the late Lord Renly. We can win the Tyrell alliance, as he did, with a marriage. Varys understood the quickest. You think you had King Joffrey to march with Tyrell? I do. Renly's young queen was no more than 15, 16, he seemed to recall. Older than Joffrey, but a few years were nothing. It was so neat and sweet he could taste it. Joffrey is betrothed to Sansa Stark, Cersei objected. Marriage contracts can be broken. What advantage is there in wedding the king to the daughter of a dead traitor? Littlefinger spoke up. You might point out to his grace that the Tyrells are much wealthier than the Starks, and that Margaery is said to be lovely, and beddable besides. Yes, said Tyrion, Joff ought to like that well enough. My son is too young to care about such things. You think so? Asked Tyrion. He's 13, Cersei, the same age at which I married. You shamed us all with that sorry episode. Joffrey is made of finer stuff. So fine that he had Sir Boris rip off Sansa's gown. He was angry with the girl. He was angry with that cook's boy who spilled the soup last night as well. But he didn't strip him naked. This was not a matter of some spilled soup. No, it was a matter of some pretty tits. After that business in the yard, Tyrion had spoken with Varys about how they might arrange for Joffrey to visit Shataya's. A taste of honey might sweeten the boy, he hoped. He might even be grateful, gods forbid, and Tyrion could do with a shade more gratitude from his sovereign. It would need to be done secretly, of course. The tricky bit would be parting him from the hound. The dog is never far from his master's heels, he observed to Varys, but all men sleep, and some gamble, and whore, and visit wine-sinks as well. "'The hound does all these things, if that is your question,'